The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, "While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect anyone else, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's gospel is another of those reminders to pray incessantly and never give up. That requires a deep abiding faith and trust in God, that he will do what is good for us, not necessarily what we're asking. Many of you are parents and you know that your children ask for things and you have to say no to them because you know it's not good for them. So it takes deep abiding faith to keep praying, but never ever give up. There's another form of prayer that is not trying to change the mind of God to do something, but to know the mind of God. What does God want me to do in this particular situation? In 1975, I was probably the happiest priest in the world. I was the assistant pastor at St. Joseph Parish in Oil City, and I got a call one day that Bishop Watson wanted to see me. And he explained to me that the diocesan newspaper was in serious financial trouble. And based on my accounting background, would I put together a business plan? So I did. I eventually sent it to him. And a few weeks later, I get a call from his secretary that he wanted to see me. When I walked into his office, he stood up behind his desk and said, "Congratulations, young man." I said, "On what?" And he said, "You're the new editor of the Lakeshore Visitor." I said, "You're out of your mind. I don't know how to type. I don't know anything about running a newspaper. You'll learn. Don't worry about it." And I remember driving back to Oil City that day. I was heartbroken because all I ever want to do is work in a parish. I didn't want to become part of the bureaucracy. And so I prayed over it. And I came to the conclusion that God wanted me to do what the bishop asked. And I did, and it would be another 10 years before I got back into parish work. So remember, there is intercessory prayer where we ask for something, and there is also prayer that tries to know the mind of God. Amen.